Lauren Powell Jobs Backed Org Shifts Mission to Suppress Immigration Debate, Dangerous Online Disinformation. By Neil Munro on December 3, 2024. West Coast billionaire Lauren Powell Jobs is expanding her advocacy groups to suppress the mainstream public's criticism of her mass migration policies. Immigration Hub will expand its scope to counter far-right disinformation campaigns and push for critical policy solutions, including reforms to Section 230 of the Internet-Related Communications Decency Act, to build safer online spaces and AI technology, said a December 3 statement by her new group, Catalyze/Citizens. Her demand for changes in the internet law suggests that she would use her social ties in Silicon Valley, her advocacy, and her lawyers to suppress mainstream public criticism of the nation's wealth-shifting extraction migration policies. But that plan would require a new anti-free speech law from Congress or a remarkable decision by the U.S. Supreme Court. The statement added, through these efforts, CC aims to champion and elect pro-immigrant leaders, mobilize uncommon allies, and drive narrative interventions that protect immigrant communities and strengthen democratic values. Ms. Powell Jobs, whose late husband was the Apple co-founder Steve Jobs, controls a fortune worth $11 billion and has an array of interests in which she invests, the New York Times reported on November 30. The newspaper added, she took a big swing, against Trump, herself during the election. A top aide of hers circulated polling data to help nudge President Biden out of the race. And Ms. Powell Jobs quietly contributed millions to an organization backing Ms. Harris. The groups blame the narrative campaign echoes the view of many pro-migration groups that Donald Trump won the election by manipulating the voters via distorted media reports. That claim sidelines the evidence that voters recognize the vast economic and civic damage caused by the elite-driven desire for the extraction of many more foreign blue-collar and white-collar workers, renters, and consumers from poor countries. President Joe Biden's underfunded Migrati Zero N was a complete narrative disaster to the public, said Andrea Flores, the chief lobbyist at Mark Zuckerberg's Forward.us pro-migration group. She lamented to an invited audience of progressives who gathered in a D.C. cinema on November 19 that lack of a pro-migration narrative led everyone to hear the consistent message that Trump had been saying for 8 years, that immigration was the cause of every domestic problem, whether it was housing, whether it was the price of goods. The same message is broadcast by Powell Jobs Immigration Hub Group, which is to be headed by a career activist, Beatriz Lopez. Under my leadership, the Hub will expand its mission to tackle the source of disinformation by championing policies and solutions that ensure social media responsibility and online and AI safety. Creating the conditions for humane immigration reform means we can no longer afford to sit on the sidelines of a critical debate on tech regulations, or fail to compete against the enormous volume and spending on anti-immigrant marketing. Catalyze/Citizens emerge from a clear conviction. We need a robust response that matches, competes and wins against the extreme right's anti-immigrant, anti-democratic narratives. To that end, we are committed to driving major advocacy campaigns to hold accountable Trump and his allies and elect leaders who will champion humane immigration policies and regulations to safeguard against dangerous online disinformation. The group also released a report showing Kamala Harris's campaign was reluctant to tout their migration policy during the 2024 election, while Donald Trump was eager to tout its failures. From January to October 2024, Republican and Democratic candidates, PACs, and allied groups spent a staggering $680.5 million on immigration-focused television ads across 12 battleground presidential and Senate states. Republican spending accounted for a dominant 84%, $573 million, of this total, with Democrats dedicating $107 million, 16%, on immigration messaging. The stakes of the presidential election intensified these investments, surpassing the GOP's significant anti-immigrant ad spend of 2022, where $171 million was spent to frame immigration as a national threat. But the muted response by the Harris campaign was driven by a recognition that citizens increasingly oppose the elite-driven, wealth-shifting mass migration policies that Harris supported. There has been such a desire to tamp down the border debate that, there's been less of an ability to pivot to other parts of the immigration debate that could be helpful. Carlos Odio, senior vice president for research at the polling firm Ekes, told The Atlantic. On November 28, Breitbart reported on the growing effort by pro-migration groups to shift blame for their self-imposed political disaster onto Trump's narrative trickery. The problem is not their messaging, the problem is the substance of their pro-migration policy and its consequences, responded Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. The administration and its allies in the media and elsewhere had almost complete control over shaping the way people perceive this migration phenomenon, and they've failed to do that successfully, because the reality overwhelmed their ability to dress it up. There's only so much you can do through press releases. If community centers are being shut down because they need to be filled with more illegal aliens, there's no narrative that's going to make that palatable to people. When somebody is released into the United States by the government, is put up in a hotel for free, and then is flown to Atlanta for free, and then goes and murders somebody, there's no covering that up. However, the investor-backed pro-migration groups have a major incentive to shift the blame for the election result that also damaged their allies in the progressive wing of the Democrat Party. So far, the party's advocacy groups for causes related to climate, transgenderism, cities, foreign policy, racial balancing, and diversity, have not blamed the pro-migration groups. But the Immigrant Hub press statement also boasted of the resources it has been spending to promote more migration into Americans' communities. Since its founding in 2017, the Immigration Hub has played a central role in advancing fair and humane immigration policies by activating over 400 partner organizations, educating and equipping elected leaders at all levels, and driving innovative advocacy campaigns. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the federal government has quietly adopted a policy of extraction migration to grow the consumer economy after Congress voted to help investors move the high-wage manufacturing sector to lower-wage countries. The migration policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries. The additional workers, white-collar graduates, consumers, and renters push up stock values by shrinking Americans' wages, subsidizing low-productivity companies, boosting rents, and spiking real estate prices. The little-recognized economic policy has loosened the economic and civic feedback signals that animate a stable economy and democracy. It has pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors, reduced Americans' productivity and political clout, slowed high-tech innovation, shrunk trade, crippled civic solidarity, and incentivized government officials and progressives to ignore the rising death rate of discarded, low-status Americans. Donald Trump's campaign team recognizes the economic impact of migration. Biden's unpopular policy is flooding America's labor pool with millions of low-wage illegal migrants who are directly attacking the wages and opportunities of hard-working Americans, said a May statement from Trump's campaign. The secretive economic policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors and government agencies with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. Similar policies have damaged citizens and economies in Canada and the United Kingdom. China, however, has grown its economy by emphasizing productivity and manufacturing. The colonialism-like migration policy has also damaged small nations and has killed hundreds of Americans and thousands of migrants, including many on the taxpayer-funded Jungle Trail through the Darien Gap in Panama.